Hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Tempo, the official podcast of the Kappa Kappa Psi Alumni Association. We are your hosts, Sav,
Mark,
and Tori.
In today's episode, we're bringing you a Founders Day special, filled with some interesting fun facts you may or may not know. These fun facts come from this past National Convention's Goose Chase. We'd like to give a big shout-out to Laura Borzalieri, Michael Land, and Brittany Woodruff for all their hard work on this year's Goose Chase and for allowing us to share these on the podcast. Cool. I'm having fun.
Welcome back, Mark. We missed you last episode.
Yes. I'm happy to be back.
You missed me. You'll have to listen. I know the time we're recording this, the episode's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you'll get to hear our little fun moment of silence for you.
Two moments of silence.
My goodness.
Two times.
So since Mark wanted to leave us, he's going to run the episode now.
No.
It's all on him.
All right. Well, I was going to ask, we obviously spent a lot of time together at NatCon, but did you guys play Goose Chase, or were you guys very on top of it? Were you enjoying it?
I played. I think I stuck around like the 10th to 15th place most of the time. I was solid. You know, it could have been worse. There were some things that I just couldn't do because I wasn't able to go to like all the sessions and stuff.
Because right.
We had a session going on and I was doing other things, so. Yeah, I was pretty committed. Next year, nice. I think I want to be, or next convention, I want to be more committed. There's some people who take it real serious.
Well, I won't tell you what place you ended in, if that makes you feel better.
Oh, I know I definitely didn't end well, because at the end, everybody started to, like, do everything they could to try to, like, get up there, so I definitely got bumped down toward the end of the convention.
You deserve a higher place, I'll say it.
Thank you.
I think I remember.
Same with you,
like,
Tori.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I think I remember being like pretty committed to it the first couple of days, and then, something went out for like a lot of points, and I just couldn't catch back up.
Yeah.
And I stayed like, I think I peaked at like 11th or 12th place, but it was just downhill from there.
Well, for those who weren't present at National Convention, Goose Chase is a kind of like an app or a feature where it's kind of like a trivia on the go kind of thing. So you get prompted with questions to fulfill throughout the day. And they can be fun facts, which are things that we'll be sharing today, or they can be other things just to keep everyone engaged and present and, you know, having a good time and meeting new people. So these are some of like the fun facts that were available throughout the 4 days of convention. We narrowed out some of the stuff that we would assume most of us would know. I would hope we would know when we were founded, what state we were founded, you know, those types of things. Also, what is the official podcast of the KSIA? Yeah, those types of things. But there's some other fun things sprinkled in there that I think were really cool to find out. Let's just start spitballing some stuff. What do you guys think? I have a couple that really, like, I thought were really cool. Unless we share the same ones. What are some ones that stuck out to you guys?
Let's see.
The original colors one.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So
yeah, that one, everybody was like, what?
I remember. So obviously the official colors are blue and white, but the urban legend, as it is phrased, the original colors being orange and black, I went on a rabbit hole deep dive for like 20 minutes looking for the answer. And originally I think I put orange and gray. And I was like, it told me it was wrong when I put it in.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I told someone me and one other person were looking for it, and I don't remember who it was. It may have been Macy. I was looking, and I was like, it has to be orange and gray. I don't understand. And then I was like, wait. I finally put orange and black, and they accepted it, and I was like, I hate it here.
I know. I remember there was the morning of our workshop. I was like trying to figure it out because I couldn't find it anywhere. And I remember asking you guys too, but that one's a weird one. Definitely did not find as good of information as you did. So I love that one too.
Could you imagine like Kikisai being orange and black?
I don't know if I could.
Like, I think it just doesn't like fit. No. I don't know. My brain's just like blue and white, blue and white, blue and white.
Yeah. It's so ingrained that blue equals music.
Yeah.
Like orange is definitely like, you know, social studies or something.
Oh my God. No. You were that kid, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh God. Not the Boulder color debate.
Blue is math. So I can't say that, but
green is science.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. what about you, Sav? What's something that stuck out?
One that I really liked. It's not necessarily something not like everyone doesn't know, but what year were women first officially initiated into the frat, which was 1977. Mm-hmm. I've always thought that's just like a cool little fun fact. And I remember at the 2023 convention, maybe 2021, I don't know. There was actually a presentation of like the history of the fraternity, and they did an entire little section on women in the fraternity and stuff. But I just think it's kind of cool because 1977 wasn't that long ago, if you think about it, right? Like, you know, people born in 1977 are still alive. So
yeah.
It's just kind of it's always been like a, wow, that's kind of crazy, actually.
Yeah, I like that one too. One of the biggest ones that stuck out to me, or was it? Well, mine was also the colors one, but I think one of the ones that stuck out to me was there is obviously our fraternity hymn. Is a song, but it's actually based on a different piece. It's based off of an older gospel hymn written by Charles Albert Tindley, the song Someday. Truthfully, I have yet to listen to it, but I'd love to hear if any of our listeners have listened to that or know of that piece off the top of their head. I think it's cool. I don't know. Sometimes when songs are based on other things, songs that we know as one and only actually have like an origin or a history or rather an inspiration, I would never have considered. I was like, oh yeah, they created this out of the ether and it is what we know today. Small little fun fact there. What else we got?
And give it a listen.
Yeah.
One of the questions was, what does COFA stand for in a coat of arms? The only reason this stands out to me is whenever we were doing the Road to Wisdom episodes and Mark went off on a tangent just saying COFA in a bunch of different voices.
Did I?
Yes.
You did. I think there's a snippet.
There is.
I think there's a snippet, like a clip of you just saying COFA.
Oh, yeah. COFA.
Yeah.
It was like a 10-minute tangent. It was so funny.
I've got a good one. Go ahead.
I've got a good one because, you know, y'all know I'm a rock girl. I'm a geologist. What specific material is the shrine made of? It is Oklahoma pink granite.
Yeah.
In case you guys didn't know. Just
for
like
those who do know, it's... It's a little salty. Yeah.
Have you licked it? We've talked about this. Have you licked it?
Heck no, I didn't do that. For many reasons, I did not do that. But for also many more reasons that I don't care to know about, there were a handful of people who decided it necessary to do that. I am This is not a PSA to do any of those things listed from the 2019 National Convention. we are not condoning those actions.
So Mark definitely licked the rock.
Definitely not. Speaking of...
Yes.
There's just not a way to segue that. There's just not a segue.
Segue!
I was going to say, let's just pick this one out. How many musicians comprise the inaugural Intercollegiate Jazz Band? You'll never guess. It's a number that we love seeing in the wild. 19. Definitely not correlated to our founding date.
Not at all. Just not a completely random number that was chosen.
I'll be so for real. That went over my head when I typed that in. just now putting this in the list, I was like, oh. Yeah, I'm gonna pass along that torch. Who's up next? What else we got here? How about this? This question was on there. What did you know this answer before putting it in? But what U.S. president used to be a brother or is a brother?
Oh, that was another rabbit hole.
That was another rabbit hole. Well, yeah. Yes, but we kind of like know that already. Who was it?
Clinton.
Yeah, Bill Clinton. And then off the top of your head, did you happen to know this or did you have to find it? But what instrument did he play? Specific instrument?
I did not know. I did go down like a rabbit hole for this one. Really? So I happened to discover that in my rabbit hole.
Okay. Well, yes, he played the tenor saxophone.
Go Woodwinds, yeah.
Everyone up, yeah.
God, all of us are so low energy today.
Hey, I am so...
Trying your best.
Trying my best. It's been... 1 week. Okay.
Since we're on instruments...
Since we're on instruments...
We got another instrument one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What two instruments did Bo play? He's my twin.
Go Woodwinds.
He played clarinet. Yeah. And he played violin.
Those are good.
Clarinet and violin. Those are good.
Okay.
What else do we have? What's another good one?
All right. Oh. Go ahead. No, I've talked like three times in a row. Go ahead.
The fraternal nickname for A. Frank Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Being Mr. Cap Kappa Psi.
That's pretty slick.
It is pretty slick.
I mean, it's kind of fire.
That's what unintentional segue. It sounds like whenever people are talking about like a fireman's calendar, and they're like, "Mr. February."
Oh my god!
That's all I can think of.
That's so funny.
Oh.
Well, we're putting it out there. If anyone feel no, we're not doing
it. That was not a title I was aware of prior to Goose Chase, so
the more you know.
Yeah.
He truly is Mr. Kappa Kappa Psi.
Yeah.
Being a film person that I am, which member of the fraternity has been nominated for the most Academy Awards? Another well-known name from all of our childhoods. John Williams. Which makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
I like that one too. This one, unironically, strikes a chord with me because a lot of my like gamer tags are like checkmark and whatnot, but in what modern day country was Bo born in? And I gave it a thought. I'm like, there's no way, because I think I just typed this in just to see, but I typed in Czech Republic, and sure enough, so Czechoslovakia from back in the day. But I like that. I was like, oh, my grandparents.
Republic check mark.
Yeah, my grandparents on my mom's side are from Czech Republic and Poland, so I was like, check mark.
So you're basically related. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. My grandpa probably knew him. Yeah, they probably grew up, you know, city over.
Best friends.
Obviously. So same no joke. Street, when I think of like what does a young beau look like, I kind of think of like what does a young of my grandpa look like.
That's valid. Here's a good one. I like this one. The first chapters at HBCUs were founded in 1957. In alphabetical order, what two universities were home to these chapters? So first, we've got Langston University. And secondly, we have Texas Southern University.
Nice.
What chapters are those? Like, what are their actual chapter designation? I could tell you. Give me 2 seconds.
You pulling up that handy-dandy pocket size?
I sure am. Okay. Delta Alpha, which is Langston University. And then... Texas Southern University is Gamma Omega. So, shout out to them.
Oh, sweet.
So, two past national presidents have shared the same first and last name, and that is Jack Lee. The most recent one served from 2015 to 2017, but the previous one, he served from 1963 to 1965, but at the time, there was a different title for national president, and that was Grand President.
Oh, yeah.
That title change happened, in 1977.
Good year, 1977. A lot of good stuff.
A lot of things happened.
Changed then.
Double Jack Lee. Doppelgangers.
If you take 1977 and you subtract 30, you get 1947. And in 1947, Scroggs conducted the first piece ever performed by the National Intercollegiate Band.
Oh my God.
And
I think you need an award for that segue.
And the piece that was performed, Scroggs conducted the piece. What piece? Oh, the piece was by John Philip Sousa, and it was Semper Fidelis. Whoa. I don't know if I can
good
come up with a
John
better segue
Philip
than that.
Sousa.
Oh, yeah.
Probably not, honestly. That was pretty good. Some quick math.
Great segue.
Yeah, it sure was.
I only want to say this one because of the spelling. In what building are the KKSI archives stored?
Oh.
In our script, it's Caboose, but with, like, 17 O's.
Caboose. Have you guys been to national headquarters? I don't remember if I've asked.
I have.
It's really close, and
I haven't
been
to the caboose.
It's really cool.
I was gonna say, I think
definitely.
Stillwater is like 5 or 6 hours away.
That's right. It's just a day trip. An entire day trip.
You want me to go to Oklahoma?
I don't want you to do anything.
It'd be like asking me to go to Dallas. Both of that is a terrible idea.
True. Anything in Texas.
That was a stinky.
Oh my god. The cat's face. Yeah. I'm looking for segues and it's not coming as quick as I would have hoped.
All of us are dead.
Oh,
we could
speaking
switch
of
a little bit.
Speaking of Texas.
Oh.
I mean, we all know where we were founded. Kappa Kappa Psi was founded in Oklahoma. But did you know that Tau Beta Sigma was founded in Texas?
In Lubbock at Texas Tech.
Sure was.
There you go.
I know that.
And in what year was that?
Well, if you take 1947, that one from before, and you just go back 1 year, just one, then you get Tau Beta Sigma. There it is. Yep.
1946.
Yeah.
There was another one related to Tau Beta Sigma.
What city and state was Wava born in?
Oh, yes.
Cleveland, Oklahoma.
It's good.
Oh, that one's going to be maroon now, I guess.
And speaking of Wava, let's say she was around. Let's say she moved and she went to a different school and went to different universities. She's like, you know what? I really got to go here, but there's no Tau Beta Sigma chapter. And, but I still want to stay involved. I want to become a brother. You shouldn't even have to look at the notes for this. But if a sister like her wanted to do that, what kind of a title would they get? What kind of membership?
She would become an associate brother.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Do I get a gold star? That's
cool. You do. Yeah.
I have one for you.
A smiley face sticker.
I got a gold star for you.
Oh, good. Oh, nice.
One of the girls at work gave it to me to put on my hard hat.
Okay, since we're on the topic, right? Talking about women, okay? We're going to go back to our women. Marie Burley was the first woman to be seated as a delegate to the national chapter. What university did she represent? A little Omicron chapter?
Not even looking at the notes. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I can't do it.
Omicron.
Just kidding. I know what it is.
Oh my God.
It's close to you, isn't it?
It's close-ish. It's not far. It's drivable.
I say close, meaning I'm on the opposite side of the country.
One of our AABOD members is from this chapter.
Who?
Miranda Cook.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Our listeners may not know.
Which one? Do you know which one?
Huh?
Do you know which one?
Yes.
Just
like, no.
Say it. Just rip off the band-aid.
It's WVU. It's West Virginia God. University.
Love it. Somebody back in the day had to think up what letters we were going to use for the fraternity. So, in deciding what Kappa Kappa Psi should be labeled as, we get to thank Hilton Ira Jones for those letters. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got on that one. This is where the oohs and the ahs come out. Oh, let's do it.
Speaking of letters, this acronym turns into HURL. The code of conduct, or the ideals and virtues for KSI, are honor, integrity, respect, and loyalty, shortened to HURL.
HURL. We wouldn't be who we are without our acronyms.
Oh, yeah.
Kappa Kappa Psi loves an acronym.
And speaking of acronyms, this has none. did we know who invented Robert's Rules? You know, what we use for our parliamentary procedure? We kind of do it.
I'm assuming
used
Robert.
To do it every week.
I'm yeah, some guess dude named Robert. Got to have a Robert in there somewhere.
There, I was literally about to say there's no Robert, but there is. You would be surprised. Henry Martin Robert, a U.S. Army general, invented these rules. And what a set of rules they are.
What a set of rules they are.
Yep.
Yes.
What a set. Yep.
All right, we've got a couple more cool ones on here.
Speaking of a couple, how many founding fathers were there?
One.
That's less than a couple.
You're fired.
Two?
Maybe more than a couple.
This is where you say no. Three? No. Is it five? How many, Tori?
10.
Well. But I'll tell you.
Just a few more than a couple.
where there's not 10, and that's how many voting members sitting on the board of trustees there are. Voting members, specifically. It's not 10, though.
Is it 9?
No.
Is it 5? Is it
8? You're all wrong. There are only 6 voting members on the board of trustees, which obviously excludes ex officio and Mal. But, yeah, looks like we got 2 more. Take us home.
We do.
I think.
Yes, that's Mark. Good.
Oh, my God.
Since I've been on the theme of taking all the female ones today, okay. I guess I'll round it out with the next female fun fact. Who was the first woman to serve as national president of Kappa Kappa Psi?
Was it Liz?
And that's Dr. Melinda Matney.
Did you say
was it Liz? Our queen Liz.
No,
she's right. Gonna listen back to this and be like, "You guys are goofy."
Yeah, good.
But that is Dr. Melinda Matney. So. Look at her, paving the way for women.
And what year was Melinda Matney president?
I don't have the website open anymore.
Yep. We're going to just wait for Sav to finish this. Because I'm pretty sure it was when I was active.
2007, 2009.
It was not when I was active. But I learned about it when I was becoming active. That's why it sounds
funny. When did you become active again?
2013.
Back in my day.
Indeed. Back in my day, the membership candidate pin of KSI featured 3 musical notes on a staff, but that staff was not your average treble clef. It was a bass clef.
It was all about that bass.
It was, bass. Yeah.
No treble.
It was a pretty fun little Easter egg on that little membership pin. And it all made sense. Someday.
Someday.
Is that a callback?
To what?
To
back in my day?
No, the hymn being based on a thing called Someday.
Whoa. Yo. We did it. Yeah, it was full totally. Circle.
Full circle.
Yeah.
That was totally planned, guys.
Thank you. We'd like to expend a special special thanks to our... No.
That's the end of the episode and cut.
I couldn't even run the bit.
Mark, well, your own announcements. Send us off.
Well, I was going to say, this was there were a lot of fun things that we learned at National Convention. So I will say, if you get an opportunity to go, definitely go. Goose Chase is enough. It should be enough of an excuse, honestly. No, I'm kidding. It was really fun. Thank you.
National convention for Goose Chase.
I kid you not. If there was no Goose Chase, I would have been very sad.
It's a good way to like. It's a good conversation starter. You start talking to people around you, and I like the ones where like take a photo with like somebody who this or the ones that like take a photo with this person, so then you're
specifically
the entire day trying to like track down that one person. You're like, where are they, who's seen them?
It also forces you to take pictures. So I have so many goofy pictures in my camera roll.
True.
And one of them was during it said to find a picture of the white goose, I think, or the white duck or something that. And me and Sav were sitting at the comms committee table, like, talking about stuff, and it happened to be on another table, so I handed my phone to Victor, and he walked over and took the picture for me. And it's, like, the most zoomed-in photo of the duck.
Speaking of, the next time anyone here sees Chris Pratt, not the actor, but the brother... you gotta ask them who the 10 founding fathers were, because we left that out of our notes, but we're just gonna leave it there special for anyone else to ask. We say that because that was one of the Goose Chase things to do. So in meeting new people, next time you'll see him.
We're looking for you, Chris.
So thanks for our short little episode.
As always, we'd like to extend a special thanks to the National Alumni Association and Kappa Kappa Psi National Honorary Band Fraternity for making our podcast possible. Have a wonderful day, and as always,
A.
Happy Founders Day!